Now, live from the Voice of America's global headquarters in Washington, this is VOA World News at this hour. Emmanuel Macron will be the new president of France on Sunday. Voters roundly rejected the anti-EU, anti-immigrant policies of the National Front candidate Marine Le Pen. At 39, Macron will become the country's youngest president ever. During the campaign, Le Pen got a lot of attention from people around the world when she promised to stop the flow of Muslim immigration to France if she were elected. She also called for the expulsion of Islamists from France and the closure of mosques whose imams preach extremism. The leader of the Islamic State in Afghanistan has been killed in a joint raid in eastern Nangarhar province. Local and American military officials confirmed the death Sunday. The U.S. military released a statement that said dozens of Afghan and American special forces killed Sheikh Abdul Hasib on April 27th, along with his 35 fighters. It happened in the combined operation against an ISIS cave and tunnel complex in the Achin district. Two American soldiers died in the three-hour-long attack. North Korea has detained another American citizen. It said Kim Hak-song committed hostile acts. Kim was detained Saturday. He's now the fourth American citizen in North Korean custody. Last month, the North detained Kim Sang-duk, who taught at the same university in Pyongyang as Kim Hak-song. North Korea has in the past detained American citizens to use as bargaining chips in its negotiations with Washington. You're listening to World News from the Voice of America.